There we are.
We're live.
We're live again.
A week late, like always, but you know.
Actually, this is 2 weeks late.
Is it 2 weeks? I thought it was a week.
No, this is 2 weeks. We didn't do it the first week because you were sick and you didn't want to get anybody else sick.
I was only thinking about the kids.
Yeah. The kids' best interest. You don't care about me. And the last week.
Oh, you're hacking today. How do you think I feel right now being here?
Yeah, but it's not sickness.
It's like patient phlegm. Zero, you know.
You've been sick 2 times.
I have a legit reason. You're not going to get into it.
Old and decrepit isn't a legit reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, we got some people joining on yours.
I mean, so what do you want to talk about today, my friend?
Man, I don't know. What is?
Yeah, what's up, Kevin? Yeah, it's like yesterday. I kind of wish we did it yesterday, but I was at the Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Is that any good?
Actually, I would like to talk about that because...
No spoilers, though.
I'm not going to spoil it for you. I honestly felt that this new Pirates movie should have been the fourth one. This is that movie I felt...
So it is. This is the fifth one.
It's the fifth one.
Because the fourth one was with Penelope Cruz, right?
Yes. And I forget his name, but yeah. But if it...
What, the one now?
Maybe. Oh, no. Part four, which was on Stranger Tides, was just... It was kind of boring and it just long, drawn out. I mean... Granted, these movies are 2 hours long a piece, but not all. They shouldn't be 2 hours of boringness. But yeah, I honestly felt that this one here, which was Dead Men Don't Tell No Tales or something like that.
Yeah, so I can't remember the title. It's like Dead Men Tell. I don't know.
Something like that.
I'm butchering it. Anyway,
you're butchering it. So just budget like it. I felt it should have been the fourth movie because I mean it was what I thought it was. It was like Pirates. Other one just felt like rushed and.
Well, the other one didn't have any of the original cast besides...
Sabrina says, what's up?
Hey, Sabrina. You ready to drive some trucks? I'm not. The other one had... The only returning cast was Jack Sparrow and Barbossa.
Orlando Bloom was in this one, too.
Miss you, Sabrina, by the way. No, I'm talking about the last one, the fourth one.
The fourth one?
Yeah,
it just had Barbossa. No, it had a few other people, but it was just... They weren't... Big name act, not like the big name characters. They were the bit, pieces of shit like that.
Yeah, but and that was the big thing is they were all pissed, not pissed, but people were like.
I mean, do we tell her that
You can tell her.
I joined the Tom team, but what the hell was that?
I don't know if you caught that, Sabrina. Bucky here, he got the promotion for Tom. He's going to be at Abe 8 Tom. Excuse me. No one's ready for any of these changes that's going on, but poor guy. Yeah. I'm just hoping, Sabrina, that things change again. I mean, it's like the third time things have changed in as many weeks, so hopefully things change and they realize how silly they are. So, for those of you who don't know, it's work crap, and I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, we're going to stop talking about it because I think we can get sued about it.
No, I mean, yeah, we just signed a non-disclosure act, but it's like we're giving away trade secrets. But
we could for the right price.
Yeah. I know, it is ridiculous, Sabrina. I can't fathom it. Me and the wife are just, we're not good. All right, we got to go on.
Really, yours is like not good, but mine's like, yeah, you could do this. Like, she has no carriage.
Because it's your wife. What you out of the house?
She wants money.
By the way, Carla, if you see this, like you keep saying you're going to babysit the kid, but where are you? Tonight would have been a perfect example you could have.
That's going to be on iTunes, too. I want you to know that.
Well, that's what she watches. Oh, crap. We got some people over here. Although there's only two left. Carla, every time we do the podcast, you're welcome to come over.
Yeah. And
my daughter needs people to play with.
Jamie, you need to tell Greg to pop on because...
Jamie's on yours and Greg's on mine. What? Look at that. They're already split on. Look at that.
You know what's going on? They're probably on a date.
Oh, you guys on a date?
Yeah, holding each other's hands.
Jamie and Greg?
Okay.
Fuck Thompson, though. Fuck Greg Thompson.
Fuck Greg Thompson.
Jamie's probably like, oh, I will.
Yeah, I know. You just said that. Want you to know that.
I said,
remember when I saw it? Remember the first time when we did this and I said, Lori takes it up the butt and you said, I said that?
Oh, yeah.
Not you? Well, you said that, not me.
Yeah, but I don't know. I haven't met Jamie. Oh, look, Sabrina agreed. Them beards. You got to get Greg to grow his out. I don't know if he could.
I don't know. He looks ridiculous even with a beard.
He looks ridiculous. He looks ridiculous.
But anyway.
So what were we talking about? All right,
we're
Pirates.
We're Pirates.
So this is the fifth Pirate movie.
This is the fifth one. It was pretty good. I mean...
So, wait, who's returned? Of course, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Huge fan of his.
Jeffrey Rush.
He's Barbarossa, right?
Yeah.
I can never remember his name.
He's in it. Let's see. Returning characters. Orlando Bloom returns. He's only in the movie for maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah, I saw the preview.
Keira Knightley returns, but...
Does she?
Yeah, she's only like a few minutes.
So does it say how much time has passed between 4 and 5?
Between 4 and 5... They established it.
So wait. Because it's actually between 3's last time we saw Bloom. So go ahead.
But in this one they do establish that it's been 5 years since on Stranger Tides.
And Stranger Tides was the one, last one with Bloom. Or no, Stranger Tides was the last one, was Penelope Cruz one, correct? Yeah. So it's 5 years since the Penelope Cruz one.
Yeah.
So how much time though passed between 3 and 4?
20.
Oh, he's doing the ship for forever. Bloom. He's the captain of the.
Yeah, that's how we established it last night because.
Come on, people! Add some comments.
Yes, it's
just
it's
like rough. Last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
But yeah, I mean, granted, but there was also I hate giving spoilers because there's a stinger at the end of the movie, it kind of sets up the next one.
Don't guess the spoilers. Yeah, I heard though this is the final one.
No.
Okay, good.
They all signed on for a 6-1 already.
You know what? I got to say, I've actually really enjoyed all the Pirates movies. I've liked them all. I have liked every single one. Yes, I have my favorites. I have my least favorites.
What's your least favorite?
Yeah, probably the one with Penelope Cruz.
On Stranger Tides?
Yeah, because it was a great movie. I loved it. I've watched it every time it's on. But like you said, it didn't feel like the Pirates of the Caribbean vibe. You know, it was like they were trying to recapture what they had with, you know, Bloom and Knightley and everybody. And you can't. You kind of got to do your own thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do like how they incorporate stuff from the ride. You know, the dog with the keys. And I've just enjoyed them. I definitely want to go see this one. That is a finely combed beard. Thank you, Pat. That's one thing we gotta do.
What, get
buddy,
combs?
My buddy Pat. Yeah, well, I have one.
Well, you do. I don't.
Yeah. Well,
I don't need a comb. I just brush it.
Yeah. Well, I got a daughter that cares about my appearance apparently. But we gotta start looking at people to get some guests on here.
Well, I mean, we should have had our first guest, which is the guy who discovered
Rashawn. Yeah.
You know.
But he keeps dodging us. He's.
I don't know why.
Maybe he doesn't like us.
That could be the problem.
I mean, have you been on iTunes? Is he still downloading these on iTunes?
Yeah, we're still downloading. Hey, we're 1,500 likes on iTunes from what I was told.
Yeah, but I mean, have you listened to him? It could be just him sitting there going, like, you know.
We advertise everything, like Bootios. Bootios. We advertise everything for free. None of these people, I mean, trust me, when I say Bootios at work, nobody knows a fucking clue what Bootios is.
Well, that's not the Robinsville crew. But I don't know. I think we need to start getting some guests.
Oh yeah,
get
could
some
do
blood
that.
In here. I mean, screw Rashawn if he's not going to do it.
All right.
You know, I know Pat said he'd jump on. So maybe he has
a beard.
He's actually got a beard. I mean, it's not as thick as ours or as long.
That's right. We got a beard.
But he's got one. He has one, and it connects. It's all there.
That's good. It's not as long as like Kevin's, where it's all like patchy here.
Nothing's like Kevin's.
Patchy there.
Oh, there you go.
Bush there.
We got a Bootios like.
Yeah, Bootios. There we go.
Like. New Day rocks. I don't know who New Day is.
New Day is... Dude! Bootios, come on. See, now that...
I don't watch wrestling anymore. Right? We've been over this.
You are, like, so out of the loop. You're old.
For wrestlers.
You're old.
But,
I'm older than you. It's scary, isn't it?
Two beers and some stubble. That was what he said. That could be the...
Stubble's better than patch.
Yeah, that's true. Dude, no, I think we need to talk about that and just move past the executive. Is he even on? Is Rashawn even on?
No, I invited him, but I don't know where he is.
He usually comments. I mean, not that the guy does anything. I think he lives in a basement of, like, Acme or something.
We might be fired by the end of tonight. This might be our live pocket. Last one because of
you. Yeah, but we don't get paid, so can't really fire us?
No, technically, don't we? We own it.
We own? I mean, it's nothing.
That's us, yeah. I know.
Unless somebody wants to sue us, then we don't own shit.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of funny that it's dry on a Friday night. You notice that? Nobody's talking to us.
No, I know. Nobody's talking. Pat says something.
That's the only one that's talking to us. But anyway.
Jamie's talking about some beards because her man can't grow any.
Well,
Sabrina showed some love.
Greg, fuck Greg Thompson.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, let's go on.
So I was talking, we were talking Pirates, which, you know, you think to yourself, six movies in, when are they going to go to outer space? And then you remember, they can't go to outer space.
No. Yeah, you can't. But, I mean, it's like...
It's not right. Like Fast and the Furious when you know they're going to go to outer space.
They're eventually going to. They're going to... He's going to get Ludacris to get the brainchild of some GTO and a freaking rocket, and it's going to build it together, and it's going to be, you know, the only rocket ship with nitrous.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Doug's on. Yeah, they're going to go to space. It'd probably be Fast and Furious 20.
Sometimes people just pop on just to get rid of the notification.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, we each have one watcher, one person viewing.
We need some comments, people. It's two people. So, but anyway.
Yeah, but are they even watching anymore? No. I mean, they could have put it on and put it on, like, you know.
Forget them. That's how I say, forget them.
Love Boat.
I hate them. But anyway. So, I saw Pirates. It's a good movie. I mean, granted, I think the next big one I really want to see is actually next week. That's Wonder Woman.
You know what? The wife really wants to go see that. I do too.
I don't know why I want to see it. I think it's because, you know, Suicide Squad.
Such a letdown.
To you was a letdown? To me, I liked it. I mean, you gotta understand. I mean, Batman versus Superman was a huge letdown, and they'll, you know, we gotta warn our fans. We'll probably shit on that movie every time we're on a podcast together.
It is, but you know what? There is a silver lining. Ben Affleck redeemed himself to me as a comic book actor. I will never crap on Daredevil. I'll crap on Daredevil, but he made up to me. He made up for his performance in Daredevil.
True.
Holy shit, he was an awesome Batman. I'm not going to get this like top five or like the best ever, but he was a phenomenal Batman. Yeah, there was things about it like the voice, but then you know what? Like, honestly, like if you look at it, Christian Bale, all he did was just, you know, talk in a deeper voice.
Like growled, so yeah.
Yeah, people are going to hear him. He actually was the first one in movies, I don't know about comic books or cartoons, but the first one to use the voice changer, the voice modulator.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he didn't just talk in a different voice like every other Batman did. Eventually, somebody's going to be like, hey, wait a minute, you know who you sound like? You sound like Bruce Wayne. You know? Like, eventually it's going to happen. But, you know... What?
We gotta get on this? What?
Stilt guy from Suicide Squad. Wait, what stilt guy? What am I thinking of?
I'm being attacked by the dog.
It's my attack husky. Or L count.
The stilt guy?
What stilt guy?
Whatever. Gotta work with his pet here. We're blind.
Yeah, and it's like a delay, so he'll get this in like 3 hours. The stilt guy. I don't think I think of.
I mean, well, he mentions Deadpool. I mean, earlier, like 2 days ago, they announced that Deadpool villain.
Shit, I missed that. Who is it?
It's going to be Black Tom.
Why is that not... Oh, the guy that climbs shit. What guy that climbs shit? From Suicide Squad.
I don't know what he's talking about. We're lost. Oh. Slipknot.
Slipknot. I know what you're talking about.
Was the first one to go. I mean, I don't really know. That guy should not get his own movie because Slipknot was not that great of a character to begin with.
Yeah, but the whole movie Suicide Squad sucks, so why not give a spinoff to somebody?
I don't know why you say it sucks.
Because it did.
It didn't suck that much.
It sucked monkey nuts.
No, Batman versus Superman sucked monkey nuts. This is, I could have went with a whole nother movie had they done something different, like Batman versus Robin. I can't believe I just said that. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've been over. I'm not going to do the whole podcast again about how much Batman versus Superman sucked and how my kid was bored 5 minutes into it.
So, yeah, I'm anticipating Wonder Woman. But it's also funny because we're going into June. May is the blockbuster month for movies. And I would say on par... Not really. I would say March was the blockbuster month, which is pretty odd. But
there weren't stilts.
What I'm saying is June has some pretty solid hitters if you think about it. We got Wonder Woman, then The Mummy, then Transformers.
Oh, you know what? Mummy. The Mummy. I'm actually kind of excited for it. I mean,
I'm happy for it too because, you know, it's supposedly. See, the thing with this is, since we're going to go into this because it's called the Dark Universe from Universal, is they're bringing back all those characters.
Go see Guardians 2, Rachel. Go see it.
Go see
if
it.
If you liked the first one at all, see it. See it now.
But
leave this on live so it looks like we have some people watching. And then go see Guardians 2 now. And then stay. There's six after the credit scenes.
Five. There's five, not six. So we're talking about the Dark Universe from Universal. Supposedly, The Mummy is the Kickstarter. They're saying it's going to be the first movie in this whole new franchise of revamping those classic horror movies. They're going to totally leave out Dracula Untold, which is supposedly the first movie. But since there's like no way of knowing if they're going to go back to it or not, The Mummy is technically what they're calling the first movie. Which will be getting... we'll be getting another one, which is, trust me when I completely say that they're jumping the gun when they go with
three beards now.
When they go with
Alex, we'll have you on eventually.
The Bride of Frankenstein is the next one, they said.
Oh, that should be cool. So if they do it right,
but see, the thing is, they're jumping the Frankenstein movie.
Yeah, because they're bypassing Frankenstein.
But you know who they got? See, this is what I like. Did you hear about who they got for Frankenstein?
No, I haven't really been following.
Javier Bardem.
Why does that name sound familiar? I'm drawing a blank right now.
Skyfall. Did you ever see Skyfall?
Yeah.
The bad guy? Blonde hair?
No shit. Is he tall enough?
No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, yeah. Is he tall enough to do it?
Oh, dude, he's tall. He's creepy looking, too.
Dracula Untold wasn't terrible. I would go out of... I've never actually seen Dracula Untold.
It's a good movie. I liked it. I mean, like, it's tough because you think about it. You would have to go all the way back. See, that's the thing. You had to go all the way back. Because they've already done the Wolfman revamp. And this is like 2000, I want to say 2010 or something like that.
Yeah, that was an old one. Well, a long time ago.
Benicio del Toro did it.
Yeah.
I don't know how they got him to do that. Because, you know, a great actor doing a horror movie like that. But then Marlon Brando did do The Island of Dr. Moreau. So.
Money talks, man. Money talks. That's pretty much what it is. People do a lot of crazy shit for money.
So...
I mean, we're doing this for free.
Oh, yeah, and Johnny Depp was announced to be the Invisible Man. Yeah, see?
I mean, to be the voice of the Invisible Man.
Well, I mean, true, but it's just funny.
Really, to me, the best Invisible Man was Chevy Chase.
You got it right there.
Carla, what's up? She probably already signed off. We needed a babysitter tonight. My daughter's upstairs. Look, she joined us. She signed off. You keep saying you want to be a babysitter, Carla. Where are you? Invitation's always open. But what were we talking about?
We were talking about Universal horror movies and how they're revamping. And then, I mean, we're going to have a lot to talk about if you think about it.
I got to step up my movie game.
Well, you don't have to talk about movies. I mean, I could talk about the 6 hours of waiting for the Friday the 13th video game to load and not be able to get into a fucking lobby to play it. So I have no idea what it is. And everyone's like, how's the game? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Spaceballs 2 was actually officially announced.
Yeah, Spaceballs 2 was announced.
Was announced. I cannot wait for that. Because Rick Moranis is coming back, correct?
Hell yeah. Yep.
That should be, oh my God.
I think the whole cast is coming back from what I heard.
From my understanding, Mel Brooks...
Even though Joan Rivers is dead, right?
Joan Rivers is dead, sadly. So is not Chris Farley. Jesus Christ.
John Candy.
Thank you. Oh, my God. John Candy. Rest their souls.
I mean, that would have been a perfect replacement for John Candy. It was Chris Farley, but, you know.
But he...
I don't know who they're going to get, but maybe Barf died.
Yeah, just come off of Frankenstein Unbound. Are they using that in this new cinematic universe?
Hi, Ariana.
Hi. I'm going to like that for you because she said hi. That like was for me, not him. Your dad didn't like your hi. Here, go ahead. You know about this.
What's it say? Are we coming off of Frankenstein? No, I haven't heard about Frankenstein Unbound.
I didn't. That's why I posed it to you.
I mean, it's... Oh, wow, I don't know. There hasn't been a... I don't know. It's weird.
I haven't seen a movie Frankenstein Unbound. Is it like a...
We'll have to look it up because I'm telling you.
Thank you. Now I'm famous. I'm going to like that too. Just like your dad doesn't. See? Yeah.
See?
Pat, I like you more than him.
I would, you know, here, I'll like yours, Pat, because, you know, your friend is a douche. But
he knows I am. That's why we're friends. That and our kids like each other. I don't know.
That is always good. I mean, which kid are we talking about?
Xavier.
Is this kid a daughter?
He's got a son and a daughter.
Daughter's older.
One's same age, maybe a little bit younger.
Think about it. One day down the road, your kid marries her, and then...
I think it had the guy that just played Harvey Dent. Came out a few years ago. Hey, Brittany. I don't know who you are, but hi. You rock.
So, the guy who played Harvey Dent.
Wait, the one who just played Harvey Dent was...
Oh, you know what he's talking about? I, Frankenstein.
Oh.
That shitty movie.
I didn't see that.
I don't think they're going to use that. I'm sorry, but Aaron Eckhart is not great. He's not a good actor. Granted, he's had some good roles.
That's Harvey Dent?
Yeah.
Oh.
Aaron Eckhart, yeah.
I'm horrible with names. I mean, I know the faces.
He doesn't watch movies. He just everything I say, he just goes yes to.
Well, that's I'm the yes man.
Yeah, he's supposed to get beer for us, but he never does.
I'm the yes beer. I have beer in there.
Yeah, you're supposed to bring donuts too. From what I was told, your wife said that.
Wow, I'm failing tonight.
So
Pat, you've been drinking.
So if Gianna's watching this, he didn't bring the donuts.
Well, she's on the way home. She should have got that. No, you're going to bring the donuts.
Dude, you know where Dunkin'? I was about to say Dunkin' Donuts. Fuck, shit, no. Uncle Dudes, my friend. Uncle Dudes. You need to get there. Tom's River. It's an hour.
Let us see your shirt, Bucky. Well, the people on the radio can't see the shirt.
Bootios!
But, I don't know. It seems like they're making... Oh, yeah, they're making the Top Gun, too. I haven't seen the first one.
You talk about failing. Let's talk about how I've never seen Top Gun. Yeah. I've never seen Top Gun.
What other movies that have come up? I don't know. No one's really giving us anything to
talk
about.
I mean, we can rattle off movies all day.
How about this? What movie would you like to see, not remade, but a true continuation sequel? Like, all right, I'll give you one. Like Ghostbusters. They shouldn't have remade Ghostbusters, but they should have had, like, Dan Aykroyd handing the proton pack to Melissa McCartney and said, here you go, guys. Go do your own thing. But, like, so what movie would you have wanted to see be a true continuation? Either sometimes from year, you know, some years past, but like a sequel, you know?
Oh, Pulp Fiction.
Damn, you didn't even hesitate.
Why wouldn't
How could you do that? That was pretty much... Goose died, really?
Well, I know that.
I think he's trying to kill you. What? Do you want to go out?
Carla just cuts my throat, just calls me a loser, and
yeah,
says I need to watch Top Gun.
Why'd she say that? Hold on, I let the dog out. Break.
Yeah, break. I can't pause anything, dick.
No, keep talking.
See what I mean? I get left all alone.
Talk about
Pulp Fiction should be a sequel because, you know, you need to explain some characters, you know. So, I'm waiting on him because, you know, it's weird.
What are you talking about in Pulp Fiction? How could it be a sequel?
How could it be a sequel? You got to find out with certain characters what happened with them all. Like Bruce Willis' character drives off. You don't know what happens with him.
All right, okay, I can see that. You got to find out what's in that damn case.
We know Zed is dead. Boy, what happens with, what's his name? Ving Rhames' character. Does he go on to become bigger or, you know, does he end up being killed? You know, shit like that.
Hot Shots Part 3.
What happens with Samuel Jackson's character after Travolta's character is killed?
And what the fuck is in that case?
Yeah, what was in that case? Exactly.
Hot Shots Part 3. I could see that. That'd be funny. Now that Charlie Sheen's back off the wagon. Or on the wagon, whatever the other term is.
He was supposed to be at Wizard World next week. And he backed out.
Well, when you're a warlock.
Tool.
Big Trouble in Little China. I would love to see a Big Trouble in Little China sequel.
They're remaking it.
Oh, you can't remake it.
They're remaking it. They're gonna remake it.
You know what? You know what? You know what sequel I'd love to see? The Goonies.
No, I wouldn't want to see The Goonies.
Why not? Did you even see first one?
I've seen the first one. I love the first one. It's one of those movies you don't need a sequel to. Like, why would you need a sequel to a movie like that?
Kids growing up, kids going on their own adventure.
That's like saying you need a sequel to E.T.
E.T. sucked.
You know? No, it didn't.
I think I'm the only one in the world.
E.T.'s a classic.
E.T. sucked.
Don't say that.
E.T. sucked more than Greg Thompson does.
Yeah, I can tell you what movie didn't need a sequel, and that was Free Willy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that didn't need a sequel.
Or Skulls 2. It was the same thing as a Skulls movie. I want to see the Goonies. See?
I don't need the Goonies.
White Chris Tucker agrees with me.
Chris agrees with you on everything.
Yeah, he's a robot. I made him. Technically, the NES Goonies game is considered a sequel. Yes, that is technically true. But I didn't play the NES Goonies game, sadly, so I did not know that. Did you play it?
I have it. I haven't played it yet.
Then stop shaking your head at me. Rush Hour 4? They made a 3 Rush
Hour? Yeah, they made 3 Rush Hours. 3 is hilarious.
Oh, is that the one where Chris Tucker is not cursing? No. He, like, found religion again? Because one
was in L.A. The second one, they went back to China. The third one was in France.
What was the third one about? Did I see that one?
Third one was when they, the one dude from China was working with somebody in France.
I don't know.
And then they were fighting on the Eiffel Tower, and then homeboy got sucker punched. Oh, the chick had bald head. I mean,
yeah, I haven't
I'm seen thinking it. Of the second one. That's what I'm thinking of. The second one was great. Because, you know, when he's having that argument with the guy, and he's like, who are you? I am you. What?
Which one did you kick me? Or whatever you said. I don't know the exact quote. Another Fifth Element?
That's tough.
No, because Fifth Element kind of ended it, you know? Like, the evil went away. Lilu, you know?
The Gimp Man's on. He should be doing his podcast, but, you know, he's sucking down donuts and jelly all day. Man jelly.
That is his podcast. He's sitting at home in the bathroom crying in the shower.
Sucking on...
Sixth Element. Ooh, man jelly. Ooh, good play on words. You know, they could do that. Lilu and Corbin Dallas have a kid.
That's kind of creepy.
Why? Just because she's a perfect being. An alien, Bruce Willis is like Bruce Willis. And fuck Kevin. Kevin Hawk.
I have the donuts. You know what, here, I'm going to say this, and I really hope they never do it, is I would like to see them remake Die Hard.
Which one?
The first one.
Oh, man.
Why? If they could remake Die Hard. Just because they're remaking all kinds of random shit.
That's sacrilegious, man.
I want to see it.
That comment right there is almost enough to break the partnership that we have.
Nah, they got to.
It's going to be formerly Two Beards podcast.
They got to.
Like, you should shave your beard.
Nah.
No, you can't.
They should remake it, I think. I mean, granted, Bruce Willis is doing the remake of Death Wish. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing Death Wish. Fuck Bruce Willis.
You can't. You can't remake Die Hard.
Yes, you can.
You're making a Ghostbusters.
You can remake Die Hard. You're trying to capture that look.
No, because you know
what they're doing? If they're remaking Big Trouble in Little China, they can do Die Hard.
They shouldn't remake Big Trouble in Little China. Because you're taking these awesome 80s movies that are just really, really horrible, but they're awesome. Like, are they remaking Beverly Hills Cop? Or you want to see another one, Alex?
Supposedly a sequel. That's what I heard.
They already made 3.
They're going to make a 4th one, from what I heard. There was supposed to be a TV series.
What is it? Eddie Murphy now gets in trouble picking up a transvestite hooker?
That's funny. But I also heard Coming to America is getting a sequel.
I did hear that. I thought it was a remake, though.
I thought it was a sequel. I don't know.
I heard something about it. I could be wrong.
Eddie Murphy must be poor. I don't know.
I'm sure he is. What about another Expendables?
They're making a 4th one. But Arnold and Sylvester's not in it.
How the hell is Sylvester not in it? He made it.
He's not doing it, though.
That's probably
gonna They're doing a 4th one. They're not going to be in it, which is like going to be like weird because it's just Jason Statham and Jet Li now. That's weird. Once I was done with those after the second one anyway, they didn't make a 3rd one.
No.
So, I mean...
The 3rd one was all right, but it was like they tried to put too much. Because they tried to get a new class and a new group and then... Expendables.
Kev wants to remake Killer Clowns from Outer Space. That's a movie you can't remake because why? Because it would be completely CGI. Back then it was all makeup.
Tucker, they were talking about doing the all-female Expendables after the second one. I don't think that's ever going to go up, like Alex said.
Yeah, Matt, you actually had to come in because, you know, Kevin was taking all the shots in his mouth and everything. It's not good. But
oh, I hope.
Who's getting all the girls? Expendables.
For Expendables, Expendables are. Nah. It's supposed to be the all female. No, there was actually.
No. He's probably right because I heard something about it too. But I think
they were talking about it after the second one. They're going to make an all female of Expendables. I don't remember if it was going to be like Sylvester Stallone was like still like their people, or is like the same thing. You know, but it was just.
Yeah, Matt, you're right about that Clash of the Titans remake. It was horrible. And they made a sequel off of it, Wrath of the Titans. Think about it.
Wait. Clash of the Titans. That's one with Nielsen? Or no, the remake.
The remake was with Sam Worthington.
Why am I thinking Nielsen? Wasn't Nielsen in Clash of the Titans?
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, wasn't Neeson?
Yeah, he played Zeus. Both movies.
And then they remade it?
No. Did you ever see the original?
What, like the 1980s one?
Yeah, with George Hamilton?
Long, long time ago.
Well, then that's the first one. Yeah, remade it.
Yeah, I thought you meant they remade.
Oh, they made a sequel to it. You never knew about that.
Wrath of the Titan.
Yeah.
No, I.
Are you talking about then?
I don't know. Let's move on.
You need to sleep. You need to lay off the drugs or something.
It was shut up, Kevin. No one's talking to you.
Release the
crowd. I was trying to follow along, but I should have known. I should have known because. Kevin was the one that brought it up, and it just really confused me because I don't listen to Kevin.
Well, you shouldn't have.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
See what happens when you read his comments? You the stupidity rubs off. Yeah. That's why he works at Dunkin' Donuts.
Should just release the Kraken.
Also, don't eat no cream donuts in the next few months because Kevin had his way with them.
Yeah. They're going to be a little light, too. Mm-hmm.
Looking at something.
All right, so we got some Dead Space. We need some crap.
We have Dead Space, which is also a good animated movie.
Yeah, you can't really remake the classics.
Yeah, you can.
You can remake anything. Remake. You can remake a remake, but the question is, should you? You know?
What movie should you not remake?
Ghostbusters.
They did it already.
They shouldn't have.
Indiana Jones. I would say Indiana Jones. Granted, we'll probably get another sequel, but I actually should never touch it. Disney should just let it die.
Star Wars.
Well, we got sequels.
Yeah, you said remake. I'm talking about just
which one should. This is gonna. Yeah, I should have listened to you.
Yeah, there was two Dead Space animated movies. All right, well then let's move on. Let's talk about something new. What do you guys want to talk about?
We can insult Kevin all night.
We could, but that's not going to be good radio or podcast where this is.
People are going to be like, who's Kevin?
Yeah. Kevin.
And they'd be like downloading on iTunes, like, who's Kevin? Kevin is the Gimp Man.
Yeah, wasn't The Rock, isn't The Rock supposed to play Jack Dalton? Or Burton? Excuse me.
Jack Burton. Jack Dalton.
Jack Dalton. Yeah, who the hell's Jack Dalton?
Jack Dalton.
Greg Godfather, you know, should not be made.
You know what it is, Dalton? Dalton's from Roadhouse.
Yeah. Pain don't hurt. Or no, yeah.
Did they remake that?
What?
No, they didn't.
No, that. No, they're not going
to. They made a sequel to it.
Yeah, I think The Rock is supposed to play Burton, isn't he?
That's the rumor. That is the rumor. The guy's in everything.
He's a great actor.
No, he's not.
I think so.
No, he's not. Did you ever see The Scorpion King?
Okay, all right. Past,
What about Journey 2?
Journey 2 was,
I can murder you all night with this shitty movie.
No, Journey 2, he was good in. I mean, did you see him singing? The little ukulele, he was singing. It was like, it was beautiful. Since his last few movies.
I think you're confused with Moana.
No, he sang in Journey 2. They're sitting around a campfire with a little song, you know. You gotta watch it again.
Moana,
he was awesome in Moana.
I don't have time to watch
it. He never looked bigger.
I didn't watch it again. You ain't fooling me.
Lucky it was Harry Hamlin, not George Hamilton in Clash.
Same thing.
Oh, yeah, you're probably Googling it, Matt.
We don't have a Kindle to Google with, Matt. Thanks.
Oh, no, it's a BTLC remake. What the fuck is BTLC?
Big Trouble Little China, dumbass.
Oh, duh. Okay. Yeah, stupid. Doom, yeah. Yeah, they should remake Doom.
No. That's one thing I'm getting tired of is these video game movies. They should not make any more
Doom sucked. I mean, they killed the Doom. It was just horrible. I mean, the whole game, the whole movie should have been like the game. Should have been a first person.
They need to make Super Mario Brothers again.
That's what they should have remade.
I don't know why, but for some reason I need to see a plumber running through.
Yeah, he was horrible on Doom, Pat. I get you. Why are you camping this weekend? You probably mean, why are you not?
Yo, Chris is great. You brought up Battlefield Earth. I love that movie.
Don't front like you and I both don't love that movie. It's one of those movies that is so awful. I love it. You do too. So don't act like you don't like it. Oh, Matt. Legend of Zelda, Lord of the Rings style?
Who would you have directed, though?
Oh.
Peter Jackson.
He kind of has to.
Guillermo del Toro.
Legend of Zelda, if you do it right. Oh, my God. Assassin's Creed was horrible.
I saw that. Shit was Oh, man, it was bad. Who mentioned that?
What?
Who mentioned Assassin's Creed?
Alex. That was bad. Alex, no, he said Assassin's Creed was bad.
Oh, it was horrible. It made no sense. Like, it followed nothing in the video game.
Good job, Matt. Yeah, you know what? Assassin's Creed was just so bad. Like, they based off of Assassin's Creed 1, the game, which was great, but then until you play Assassin's Creed 2, then the game sucked. And then they butchered it. Tucker's right. They went too far. Because if you remember, you played all the Assassins, or most of them.
Remember
Assassin's Creed 1, it was a long, slow process for you to get in and learn it. He gets in, and within 3 minutes, he's a master freaking assassin, dangling from, like, you know, jumping from rooftop to rooftop like a nimble fucking cat.
True.
He went too far, too fast. Yeah. And it was like watching a foreign film.
I mean, granted, not a bad actor to play the part, which was, in my opinion, you know, Michael Fassbender is a great actor.
The cast was great.
It's just the scripting of the movie was bad.
Yeah.
See, I can't remember the first game, though. Did anything in the movie have anything to do with the first game?
Yeah.
You were attached to a machine or something like that?
Yeah, you weren't attached to it. So, Arthur's. So, in the first game, you are a bartender. You know nothing of your family. And you're taken. You're taken to this place. And you're taken into a room. And you're given a cot. And then there's the Artemis, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called. And it's sitting there. And you go and you lie down in it. And then it comes over your head and it puts you in this virtual reality thing. You're not attached to anything, which was stupid. But I guess they tried to do that to kind of show, like, how he could do this stuff so fast outside. But it was just, Animus wasn't even close to the games. No, it wasn't. It wasn't even close. It was just horrible. The Animus. And then, yeah, they had the apple. And then in the end, you end up trying to fight your mentor to get the apple. But they just tried to do too much. And that was the problem. Some games just need to be spread out. Like Assassin's Creed. It was spread out, I want to say, over 5 games. I can't remember exactly, but it was spread out to get the whole storyline going.
Yeah.
But you needed that. And then, of course, they had some other games in there that, like, were kind of like side quests, but the main storyline was built over to 4 or 5 main games. Actually, it might have been more. Yeah, it kind of got drawn out near the end. It was just, you know, like they're trying to make money. But you can't, they try to put all that into one movie. That's why, like you look at Lord of the Rings. Or no, not Lord of the Rings. Yeah, Lord of the Rings. But the Hobbit one. No, Lord of the Rings was the second, so the prequel to it. You know, the books.
The Hobbit.
Yeah, The Hobbit.
Yeah.
That was 3 movies. That's one book that he made into 3 movies.
Yeah, because the way he filmed it.
Well, that too, but you got to spread. It's either going to be one really long-ass movie, one short movie cut up, or 3 long movies.
It was 3 long movies.
So that's what I'm trying to say.
It's like, 9 hours. That's why he broke it into 3 movies.
Yeah, but like I'm saying, Assassin's Creed, you needed to split up, but they didn't. They tried to put too much in. Yeah. Tried to be artistic for that. It was just bad all around. With people who didn't play the games and didn't really understand everything, tried to make it.
I'm right. Wasn't not Assassin's Creed was a Sony movie, wasn't it? I could be wrong.
I want to say yes, but
I could be wrong. Sony's horrible. But yeah. I mean, I didn't enjoy the movie. I mean, I watched it. I think it was 2 weeks ago when I watched it. And I was like, I lost interest in it real fast.
Saw it in the theater. Tucker dragged me.
Oh, well, that's because Chris takes you to see bad movies, according to what you say.
Yeah, I think we saw Descent. Maybe watch Rubber.
You hate Rubber? Movie, that's a tire movie, isn't it? Yeah, you didn't like it?
You liked it?
I liked it. It's a killer tire movie. That's what horror movies are about. It should be make no. It's just nonsense like that is what makes it a horror movie. Random shit.
You can't see my face right now, but I'm literally crying on the inside. All right, we're going to move on, because I'm going to shave his beard off for that comment.
Oh, my God. First a Die Hard... Whatever. You have no... Yeah.
That's strike two.
Whatever.
I don't know how many this goes up to. But,
Matt says you should have Spielberg direct Zelda.
I mean, Spielberg's a great director. But what really Quest movies has he done? Assassin's Creed was Fox. I swear, Matt's got like Google going on.
He probably does.
Spielberg's a great director. Don't get me wrong. Phenomenal director. I mean, he... Indiana Jones. I think he did some Star Wars, didn't he?
No, he never did Star Wars.
Oh, he was slotted to... I don't know. Doesn't matter. Anyway, you know, he's done some great movies. Like, he's the... Not Assassin's Creed. He was Indiana Jones. You know
what? I'm going to cut you off. I would honestly think that any person that should direct Zelda is Ron Howard. I think Ron Howard could pull it off. Man, he did Willow. Did you ever see Willow?
God, I loved Willow.
Yeah, Willow was a great movie. Granted, he's never done... I don't think Ron Howard has ever done a Quest movie like that since that movie.
No. So. But you know what, Ron Howard, he is like an eye for detail, because he did Apollo 13, didn't he?
Who?
Ron Howard?
Yep, did Apollo 13.
He's got an eye for detail, and you know, I think he would do it right. I mean, as long as he got a good script for it, you know, he's not writing the script.
I think Brian Grazer writes the scripts for him.
Who the hell calls you the king of pop culture, Matt? I've never heard anybody call you that.
That's Kevin.
What?
Kevin calls him that.
Well, Kevin's an idiot.
Kevin's the king of pop a dick in the mouth. That's what Kevin is. Yep, that's the sound it makes too.
Yeah, when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Metroid.
Metroid's a good one. I saw something today about that. It was a thing on Facebook. The question was, who would you like to see play Metroid or Samus? The picks were Jennifer Lawrence.
The Rock.
Chloe Moretz, the chick from the 100, and
chick from the 100.
Yeah, I think it was Margot Robbie.
Huh.
The blonde. Harley. I don't remember her name. Yeah, those were the four picks. See, it's tough because you're like, you can't see neither one of them. Because
you know what, though, honestly, it doesn't matter. You could have Jackie Chan in there, because they're in the armor and you don't see their face until the very end.
Yeah, but you need a female character. You need a female actor to play the role.
You do. You need a female character to show her face at the end, because she doesn't talk. You know? I mean, it's kind of like, all right, so it's kind of like saying, like, who do you want to go play Darth Vader? It doesn't matter who you get to play Darth Vader. They're only talking. So yeah, you pick James Earl Jones, because he has the voice. But not like James Earl Jones was in there in the costume fighting. You know what I mean?
True.
So, like, with Metroid, it's
just... But that was George Lucas.
It's going to be kind of like just a voiceover. So you don't want someone... And it's going to be like their face at the end. So you don't want just somebody, you know... Like, you want somebody in the costume who could do it, but you want someone's voice.
Yeah, but you need a female role.
Who's going to be like...
I don't think Emilia Clarke's a good choice.
I don't think...
I don't think so.
Harley is either.
He mentions her, and I think of that abomination called Terminator Genesis.
Yeah. Because you need...
No dice on her.
It's pretty much going to be just their voice the entire movie.
Yeah, I know.
And then at the end, they're going to see them. So they're going to be in there jumping around. I mean, if you do it right, because you can't do Metroid without the helmet. Like, that was part of the whole thing. So if they do it right, it's pretty much going to be a screen just doing everything. And true. They're not going to do that. It's not going to be
all a first CGI. Point. All CGI.
Yeah.
All right, Matt.
Man,
Chris, you got anything else you want to talk about? Because we are running dry. No. Not even her.
No. But that's Wonder Woman, right?
Yeah. I can't see her. No.
You need the voice. You need someone who's got a voice. That's what you need, because it's going to be their voice the entire movie. You need someone who's got,
they could put Meryl Streep in the fucking thing, all I care.
Yeah. Anymore. You need someone like...
And she can win an Oscar for it.
Like Scarlett Johansson's voice. Or,
He said, give me a man.
Man.
Oh. I thought he said man. I was like, I had to check my glasses on that one.
Kevin. You know, like, you need someone who has got a great voice. Like a commanding voice. You know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. No clue.
Well, like, female actors, actresses, there's not really, like, you want a commanding voice. You get, like, James Earl Jones or Morgan Freeman or, hell, even Samuel L. Jackson, you know? He's got his own style.
Sick and tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Yeah. So, you know, like those are great male, like, voice actors, but, like, you don't really have one for females. What do we got? Friday the 13th game. What about it, Pat? He couldn't get it downloaded.
No, I got it downloaded. Just couldn't get it to play. Can't get into a lobby yet. I don't know what's going on with the servers.
They don't want him to play. It says we got nothing going on. Like, nobody's talking to us.
I know. We could just get up and walk away, and they could probably do all the talking themselves. I don't know what's going on.
I wasn't doing any talking.
Last time we did this, we were blowing up. I don't know.
Oh, my God. It was awesome last time.
It's weird.
Good was awesome. People were doing the would you rather crap, right?
Yeah. It was like, would you rather punch Greg Thompson in the face or kick Greg Thompson in the balls?
Kick. I don't want to hurt my hand on this. Next call.
I was going to say, that jaw is probably glass. I wish I had his glass. He has a glass jaw. I wish he was on to hear this. Because, yeah, Greg Thompson has a glass jaw. So if anyone wants to hit Greg Thompson, do it in the jaw. He'll fall.
Nothing's going on for like 3 hours. Nothing's going on.
No, I know. We could have left. You know what I think we should do? We should just walk away and see if we can record a ghost. See if your house is haunted. I really think we should. I mean, nobody gives a shit. Matt will probably be talking to it.
Wow, Pat, really? Internet adds 10 pounds? Whew.
No, I'm tired of Rosario Dawson. Sorry to say that. She's on Netflix. Too much.
All right. Would you rather... Let's do some would you rather shit.
Yeah, here we go. The famous would you rather...
Although I got nothing.
We got nothing. Yeah, see?
We got one?
I don't know. What any fucking thing? What that?
Would you rather go against Jason Voorhees...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
...or Michael Myers?
Jason Voorhees. I'll say that real fast, Jason Voorhees. Because I could fall the fuck off the roof of a house trying to get away from Michael Myers. The moment I hit that fucking ground, that motherfucker's right there.
Yeah, but so was, yeah.
You gotta think about that. You've seen a Halloween movie, right?
Yeah.
And I tell you right now, part 4, he chased the chick onto the roof of the house. She falls off the roof of the house.
She's there.
She's on the ground already. She gets up, like literally gets up. And he's right fucking behind her.
Yeah.
That fast. Fuck that shit. With Jason, at least you can get away or get 20 minutes before he gets to you.
So you just die tired. All right.
Lori's at a wedding. I don't know why she's watching.
Probably because the wedding's boring.
Oh, that sucks. sucks for her. Lori needs to bring us beer. You know what? See, you work on Thursdays. That's hard. Because Lori keeps opening up the thing for trivia.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go to that eventually, Lori. My schedule is going to change.
I mean, I could try.
Either way, Tucker, it doesn't matter. They're both seeing badasses.
Yeah, I know you're here for the invite. You're like the best sister in law I have, but don't tell anybody.
Yeah,
see,
Jason did the same thing in the ship in part 8. All right. Let's see. Would you rather have... Okay. Would you rather have Rambo coming after you with Stallone's character from The Expendables protecting you, or Rambo protecting you, but Stallone's character from Expendables hunting you? You know what I mean?
This is like the oddest question you ever asked.
I got nothing because nobody's talking about anything.
I mean,
because you got nothing.
So you want, all right, so
Barney.
So I'm going to be, first one is protected by Rambo, hunted by Barney.
Correct.
Second
one's protected. Or hunted by Barney, protected by Rambo.
I think I'll take the whole Rambo. I'm sorry.
Protecting you?
Kicks ass.
It's because of his abs, aren't you? You're like all in love with him. You've been sitting there oiling him up.
Because you got to remember, he was all chunky in the last one.
Chuck Norris? Fuck Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris. Nobody fucks with Chuck Norris.
Yeah, so Bruce Lee kicked his ass.
Oh, that's a different story. You know, at least he had his chest hairs ripped out by Bruce Lee.
Matt, we'll take you on. We got to get some guests going on. I don't know what we're talking about, Amanda. No one else is talking.
No one talks to us. We just sit here and we rattle off, and it's like two idiots. And
three weeks ago, was freaking awesome. Now we're getting nothing.
Like two monkeys with two stones, and they're hitting each other with them.
I think we're hitting that low. We need to get some new blood, some guests. We need to start getting some guests.
We need to get some guests in here.
So I think I'm going to put this out here now.
I mean, we were like 2 seconds away from just walking away from all this and letting to see if you see if the see if your ghost in your house will take over.
I'm gonna do this now. Next week we are gonna have a guest.
Who are you inviting?
It's out there. It's gonna be Rashawn if he can do it.
You know what's funny is you're gonna open this and everyone's gonna show the fuck up.
No. It's not gonna be random shit, man. That's what we do. No. It's not gonna be an open invitation. We're gonna invite one person.
I guarantee you, you're gonna have a line outside your house, and Gianna's gonna kick your ass. And
we'll just be outside doing the podcast.
I'm gonna laugh. That's cool. When we have you got a grill, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah, barbecue then. Bring the beers and burgers. We'll do this now.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do a barbecue podcast.
She does the cooking. Do you cook at all?
No.
You're horrible.
No, I clean though.
Are you Italian?
I clean. Yes, I am. I know my relatives are. See, we have a rule. She cooks, I clean.
Oh, we know who wears the pants then.
I do when I'm cleaning.
You wear the romper?
She does it when she cooks. I'm not wearing a romper. I'll send my wife over Friday. What, is she going to be in the podcast, Pat? The Beers and BBQ podcast. That could be a thing.
That could be a thing. That could be our first event.
Two Beards and a Matt podcast.
Tell them to bring donuts. Who's bringing the donuts? Bring the donuts.
Not Kevin.
Kev, fuck Kevin. You know what? Kevin can eat a donut. You know what?
He probably does.
Kevin probably eats dick with donuts around it. I just thought of that. That's disgusting. I don't know why
There's a donut shortage. But no, next week we're going to have a guest. We got to get somebody.
So, Chris, I know it's you.
No, we'll figure it out.
Chris will be the first one.
We'll talk offline. Now, Chris lives 45 minutes south and he's losing.
The man will be here in 15 minutes, I guarantee it.
Of course, next week we better have somebody on. I'll be a liar. But
technically, we already had a guest.
We did. My kid.
And what's funny is the chicks love them.
Yeah. We almost had a baby on, but it was too late.
Yeah, she fell asleep. Can't help.
Yeah, she's passed out.
He got yelled at.
But, all right, come on. You got it. Would you rather?
Oh, you want me to go now? All right, would you rather?
My last one was kind of crappy.
All right, whatever. So, let me think here. I got to think, waste time, because this is how we do it now, because it's so boring. But, shit. Would you rather be...
No, Madison's on.
Would you rather be saved by Sigourney Weaver...
Saved or shaved?
Saved.
Oh, saved.
Saved by Sigourney Weaver. Or... saved by Linda Hamilton.
I don't get it. I'm being saved. Like, what do you mean?
Being saved. Like just think about it. You got to think about the scenario. I'm not giving you a scenario.
So you mean like in Sigourney...
So, like, if you're in the movie Alien, the Alien franchise, and she's the one saving you...
No, fuck that.
Or if you're in the Terminator franchise, Linda Hamilton's your last savior.
It's going to be Terminator. It's Linda Hamilton. You know, I'm going to tell you why. Because screw the aliens. Like the face huggers, I'm not having an alien rip out of my body. No. At least the Terminator, they kill you like quick, done. You're gone. You know, it's a cleaner death. in that universe.
They shoot you.
Yeah.
You don't have to survive.
Yeah, but you don't have an alien. You're not even hugging dead your face. Half the time.
You know what? Listen, no. I'd take the
alien. Well, who would you rather?
I'd take the alien. I'd rather punch out my chest and kill me. It's horrible. See, this is how we. This is what we resort to now. We got T2 nothing. T2 Hamilton. We got nothing. Mm-mm. We got nothing. We could shit on James Cameron and nobody likes it.
There's enough space for two.
We got four people. I don't even know who the other two are other than Matt and Chris.
It's three on yours, one on mine. I think everyone just left us.
Who the hell? Oh. Well,
yeah. This is why we need a guest next week because our guests online suck.
That's rude. You shouldn't have said that.
Now nobody's watching us.
They're going to leave.
Nobody's even watching us.
You know what's funny is we're talking and all this shit's being recorded and everyone's going to be like, yo, this one was horrible. And then there goes all our likes.
Unless you die like Jesse Ventura in Predator, that sucked. Yeah, but that was Predator, though. It's not.
No, you don't want to die like Jesse Ventura. I would, you know, you think you would rather die like Carl Weathers, where your arm gets blown the fuck off.
Terminator versus Predator, who would win?
Predator.
Really? How is a Predator going to win? Terminator's a machine.
Do you see that fucking net he uses?
Yeah, but that...
The thing sews into the wall and pulls... It just... Like that.
Yeah, but he's a freaking solid machine.
Which can be like that.
Yeah, but not by
cutting
that.
Cutting cubes. No. RoboCop or Terminator?
Who would win?
Who would win? Let's hear it. RoboCop versus Terminator.
Terminator.
Really?
Yeah.
You won't go with RoboCop?
No, I mean, we're talking about original RoboCop or this remake bullshit RoboCop?
We're not worried about that fucking remake. That remake was horrible. I'm talking about Peter Weller as RoboCop.
Terminator.
Wow. Two sides of a different coin here, my friend. I would go with RoboCop.
Why?
RoboCop's the fucking man.
Well, he was.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me. That's the best line. What's he have? I'll be back.
See? Well, yeah. Well, that's all you need.
No. Fuck you too, man.
Norman Bates or Jason?
Norman Bates or... Wait, what? Jason. He's already dead and he just keeps hunting
you. Yeah. This is why we need Rashawn on.
This is why we need people in the house. Actually, technically, wasn't Gianna the first guest?
Her voice was,
that's right. See,
so we had a voiceover guest. You know, we had my kid. We could have your kid on, the Carla, but they never come over.
No, they talk shit to us on the live feeds, though. That's the whole story. So, see, this is what happens. We were going smooth, and then it just, you know, that line just straight down.
Yeah, but we're not talking about the new... Yeah, you said the RoboCop, they need the technology to put them together. Like, we're not talking about them. Hi, Emmy.
So?
I don't know. I got nothing. This is
rough tonight, man. I'm like... I don't know. It's weird. Right,
walking away,
this is weird. It's just, like, rough tonight.
There's no vibe.
There's, like, nothing to go off of. Because everyone just keeps going away. But Matt just stays. He's like a leech. I don't mean it like that, Matt, but you're like the only person you talk. I mean, if you can get Kevin to come back on, I'm pretty sure we can go off on him all night on a tangent. But it is what it is. Two Beards is in a downfall right now. It's being recorded, and you know what? I wish we could call somebody. I wonder if we can call Jared. No, he's out tonight. What if we call Rashawn?
Rashawn should be on. Would you rather be in... All right, here we go. Would you rather be in the DC universe or the Marvel universe? You're just a normal, everyday slug.
Just a normal Joe?
Yeah.
DC.
Why is that?
Because I won't be killed.
What do you mean you won't get killed?
You won't get killed. They've only got like two movies.
Huh?
You don't die.
No, comic book.
DC. I'd be just DC. It's gay. I hate to say it like that. I don't mean it like that, but it's like, to me, I would say DC because the average person, you know, the most damage they ever suffered is all that.
Talk about Battlefront.
Talk about Battlefront. The second game, which I'm dying to wait for because the first Battlefront was horrible.
Man, we were on Friday 3 weeks ago. People were on here. Oh, but it is nice weather. Battlefront 2 does look phenomenal. Definitely cannot wait to play that. But,
the second one, I heard it's going to be better, though. They're actually going to have a campaign mode.
They should. Yeah, I think
first,
they learned.
That's what the first one lacked. Mm-hmm. Was a no campaign.
Darth Vader versus Professor X. Oh. That is a question.
Darth Vader versus Professor X. That's...
Yeah, see, Matt, I agree. I'd rather be in Marvel.
The Force versus telepathic powers. That's tough.
Yeah, but you got to think, man. Professor X could just go in there and just make Vader think he's like, you know...
A girl.
3-year-old girl. You know? It's Professor X all the way.
I have to agree with you on that one.
Unless, okay. So then to make it even, Darth Vader's helmet is like Magneto's. It's, you know... You can't, you know, Magneto's blocks is, you know. So, like, okay, so Darth Vader's helmet does the same thing. Like, I know it doesn't because they don't know about that in that reality, but to make the fight more fair, Professor X can't tell, you know, telepathic bullshit.
Who wore it better, Darth Vader or Darth Helmet?
Darth Helmet. Come on. Spaceballs.
I can't wait.
All right, so put that into effect. Who would win? Professor X or Vader?
I put in Professor X. That's what I would say.
Still?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just said provide... Oh, that's right, there's a delay.
That's how it is.
Ooh, a little magic going
magic
on.
Magic going on now.
That's how bored
we are now.
We're trying to talk about stuff, Amanda. We got nothing going on.
How about you talk to us?
This is all random stuff.
I'm going to get drunk.
Off of Pennsylvania Dutch birch beer? Boom. Yeah, boom. Another plug that we're not getting paid for.
Yeah, we won't get paid for it. We'll probably get sued for it, though.
We need to get some sponsors going on. Yeah, after today's podcast, they'll probably sue us for the negative
publicity. All the name dropping we've done will probably be sued by the end of the month.
Yeah.
We broke... Hey, maybe we might be able to crash the truck or something at work and get away with it. See, it's dead air. We can't have dead air. I know.
People are going to think we're done. We're not actually done.
I mean...
They're going to sign off. We're going to have, like, some great stuff going on.
So, in actuality, since... Uh-oh. Well, I'll make it easy. We're going to end the recording here for the night. We'll continue talking on live. So, since we're over our time limit.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to. It's just making bad podcasts tonight.
So, for the power of the beard and the fact that... Thanks, Lori, for commenting. But anyway, what was our saying again?
You don't know the power of the beard.
Yeah, we don't know the power of the beard. You can find us on iTunes...
On Facebook.
Two Beards.
T-O-O.
Yes.
The one we get sued.
Also, you could check out our brother site, Guys Night Movie, which I'm a part of. We're trying to get this clown on, but, you know.
I work Thursdays right now. He works Thursdays. So,
I mean, check us out. You hate us. You love us.
No, Amanda, we'll still be on live, Amanda.
So, that's for that. Peace out. You don't know the... What was it again?
You don't know the power of the beard.
I gotta get that in my mind.
Or beards for life. Or
beards for life. Something like that. Remember to like us. Don't hate us. Don't judge us on
this one.
If you leave a negative comment, trust us, we will find you and probably kick your ass, a la Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back.
Yeah.
So, which probably won't happen because we're poor.
Yeah.
So
beard out.
Beard out.